Hey guys, it's Jen again. So now that my trailer introduction kind of thing has been uploaded and is out there on Spotify, I am ready to put a more detailed and longer version episode. Just kind of telling you who I am, where I come from, you know what, some of my background history as far as like my education and just kind of some things that I myself would like to cover during my episodes here on Spotify. I am so sorry, my email went off in the middle of this, but anyways, so, for starters, I am 26 years old and I am from a little small town called Yorktown, Texas. I went to school there in Yorktown, lived in the same house all my childhood. Then I graduated. School was everything to me. I really enjoyed learning and I became obsessed with writing. Ever since I was little, I loved to write, up until now, which I'm doing for a living. So I graduated in 2013 and got accepted to the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio, Texas, where I went and for 5 years I studied communication arts, and I got my master's in 5 years there through a program that allows you to do your bachelor's and master's back to back. So that was really cool because I didn't have to waste an extra year, extra money, and I got to do it all quicker than I imagined I would be able to. So got my master's degree. After I graduated in 2018, I struggled for a good year and a half. Maybe two, I would say. Yeah, because it wasn't up until the end of 2020, that I really got my foot in the door with what I wanted to do and what I got my degree in. So I would say almost about 2 years I struggled trying to get a job in my field. When I graduated, it was an even harder struggle because I was, for the most part, financially dependent on my mother and her husband. And that sucked because if you know what it feels like to depend on other people and there always be basically like stipulations or strings attached because you depend on people, it's not a good feeling because you're not independent and you're not supporting yourself. And so I became very depressed and I started to give up on my dream career and ever, you know, making more than $10 an hour somewhere or, you know, being able to take care of myself. I got very discouraged and I even gave up trying to find a job in the field that I wanted to get into, which was, you know, journalism production, anything creative, TV production, audio production, writing, newspapers, web building, anything that I could use what I loved to do and what I was good at, that's all I want to do. And as I have learned, you have to start from the bottom. And that's okay. In the beginning, I was like, no, I don't want to start from the bottom. I deserve this. I went to school for 5 years, got my master's. Little did I know. Well, I knew this, but I feel like, you know, because the world is so big and there's so many people out there are thousands, millions, so many people who also are doing what I'm doing, going to school, getting their degree, and looking for a job. And although not everybody wants to be in media and do exactly what I want to do, there is still a large amount of people that you compete with in the world to get jobs. So I had to learn that. I had to learn that I wasn't I mean, better than anybody else. You know, in many cases, I didn't have what some of them had, which was a lot of hands-on experiences. I did come with internships that I got to participate in, but none of them I felt like were enough for to get my foot in the door somewhere really high up. You know, at the end of the day, an internship is not a job, so a lot of places don't consider that, you know, experience as far as in the field, like of working for an employer. You know, it's just an internship, which is unfortunate because I do feel like internships are very important because that is where I did pick up a lot of my skills. And I did learn what I liked and what I didn't like and what I was good at and what I wasn't so good at. So, anyways, I'm rambling because, like I said, I love to talk. I could talk forever. But let me shorten this part of my life up a little bit to come to a conclusion about how I got to where I am now as far as my career. I had to struggle and go through several jobs that I did not like at all. And although when I was working at Dillard's, their store in San Antonio, I was getting paid pretty well. And I got promoted twice within working there for only a year. And the money was good, but the stress level and the lack of happiness that I had there, I was not happy. It wasn't worth it to me because I feel like I worked so hard, and then for me to settle somewhere that I am unhappy and that I hate what I do, I couldn't see myself being okay with that for the rest of my life. I couldn't see myself settling for that. I'm only, like I said, I'm only 26. At that time, I was only 24, 25. Like, I have a long way to go before I retire, before I'm done working. And the last thing I want to do is spend my greater years, my younger years as well, doing something I completely hate. So, fortunately, at the time, I was dating a man who was very hard on me about me settling. He was very, and I didn't get it then, but I get it now. But he gave me the tough love of telling me, I mean, maybe he could have worded it better, but he would always tell me I was lazy and that I was giving up too easily and that I wasn't, if I really wanted a job in my field, I would be doing more, were his words, basically. And that hurt. That really did. Coming from somebody that, you know, you're dating and you feel like at that time you feel like you are doing everything you can, which I wasn't, obviously, because look at me now. But anyways, those words finally sunk in, I feel like. And it took me going through that relationship with that same man who told me those words. It took me to go through a very difficult and unhealthy relationship with him to realize what am I doing with my life? Like, what am I doing? I was getting nowhere. I was constantly stuck in relationship after relationship and consuming my energy and my time focused on a guy. And not myself, and not what I needed to do to get where I needed to be. So, moral of the story is when I finally put myself first, guess what landed right in my lap? A career opportunity and the first move that got me in the door with media and what I went to school for. I had to move back home for it, unfortunately. But I had to really weigh my pros and cons when deciding to go back home. Because I know when you come from a small town and you feel like you go to a bigger city and you feel like there's more opportunity, that going back home is like, oh, I'm backtracking. But no, you really aren't, depending on the circumstances. And in my circumstances, I was, even though I had to come back home to get my foot in the door, I was still moving up. It was just in a different location because where I'm at now is 10 times better where I was a year ago. And I would never do it any other way. I would still move back home even if the opportunity still lied in front of me. I would not go back and do it any different because I don't see it as I'm backtracking or I'm going back home or I gave up. I see it as I made the right decision to relocate for my career. So in December, I took kind of moving around, getting to the end of this little introduction that I was supposed to be done with a long time ago. But I accepted a job back in December at a newspaper, and I was able to really learn like the foundation of publication and what it takes to, put a good paper together. And it's a small local paper, nothing major, nothing huge, nothing big. Of course, news here in a small town is different than news in a big city. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like that's where I boosted my confidence the most was when I started working at the newspaper because I would go out and cover stories because I was a reporter and I would come back, write up the story, take the picture, edit the picture on Photoshop. I would go in, use InDesign to write up my article. And then every Monday, because we were a weekly pa we're a weekly paper, or I was a weekly paper when I worked there. Or I'm still wording that wrong. The paper was a weekly paper. So Mondays were our days that we would put the whole paper together. Sometimes we would start off Fridays, just depending on like how many people were going to be in, or because we were a small little group of people. It was only five of us, and really only three of us knew how to do like the layout as far as like the paper like goes, like with our articles and stuff. So basically a three man team. So we would lay out the paper and InDesign. I struggled with that at first because it was a lot of detail-oriented work. You have to really pay attention to what you're doing, and you really have to focus, and you have to really be careful because, when you send a paper out and they print it, it's printed, so what you send is what you're gonna get, and that's what the public's gonna get. And we all know how the public can be, especially when you're in the news. You already have a target on your back, which is another thing I've learned over time. So I was there for about a few months, 4 months, and then the end of March, it was my last week there, and I was fortunate enough to get offered an opportunity at the TV station here in Victoria. And when I tell you that was the hardest decision I had to make, I'm being very honest and very sincere because a lot of people don't understand why it was so hard for me to say, oh, yeah, better opportunity, more money, of course. Like, I think for me, I have such a huge heart, like I said in my trailer. I have the biggest heart. And for me to only be there for 4 months and the newspaper gave me that initial opportunity to get my name in the door, like my foot in the door, my name out there. I felt like I was breaking up with them, basically, because you're leaving. You put your 2 weeks in and you're leaving. So I felt like telling them that I was gonna put my 2 weeks in and go somewhere else, I felt like I was betraying them. And I wasn't thinking about myself and what was best for me. So I made myself very sick that last 2 weeks that I was there. And unfortunately, they didn't take it well either. And it was really hard. Bottom line is, it was very hard to stick out those last 2 weeks there. I got super sick. My brother was getting married the weekend before I started the new job. I had so much going on in my life. I felt like I was losing my mind. I felt like I was being pulled in 10 different directions. Work picked up at the newspaper my last 2 weeks there. I really did feel like my employer was upset with me. And when you're in an environment where you feel like people are upset and they're not positive about the situation, it can really weigh on you. It can really make you feel sick, and it can make you feel burdensome and just uncomfortable. So anyways, my last 2 weeks were there, celebrated my brother's wedding that weekend. Right before my brother's wedding, I got sick with the stomach bug. So there I am, my last 2 weeks there, my last day at my job. I'm sick with the stomach virus. Oh, I had to go get a shot because I was a maid of honor for the wedding that next day. So I had to get better. I mean, I was just like, am I going to miss out on the biggest day of my brother and his fiance's life? Like, I can't do it. So I went, got a shot, rested up, felt better. Made it to the wedding, celebrated, had a good time, had Sunday off, and then bam, Monday started the new job. It's like no break whatsoever. And even Sunday, I didn't stay my butt at home. I went out with the girls and had a good time. So, anyways, I'm here now in my second week at the TV station, survived the stomach bug. And then I got sick recently with a throat infection, and I had to go get another shot. I have been going through it. I can tell you that for sure. So, and that's only the career side of my life. I still have family, friends, boys, because I'm not married, I'm single, and I have no kids, thank God. I mean, I love kids to death, but I think that if I had children, I would go crazy. I could not do it. I couldn't do it. So, anyways, that's how I've gotten to where I am today. I started from absolutely nothing, and now I feel like I'm slowly getting to where I want to be. Because, like I said, my ultimate goal is to have my own talk show one day and to be able to be still in that production lifestyle and that production career, but also do what I love. Like, I want to write my own scripts. I want to write my own show out. Like, I want to operate it. Like, I want to be the face of it, but I also want to be what builds it, Like, I don't want to walk in there and it be all done for me. Like, I want to work on this, from the start, like from the ground up, So I just really feel like I've found my passion through writing and being a reporter. When I go out and cover stories, like I got to hear different, things that people are doing out in the community. I got to hear different experiences, tragedies, losses, celebrations, promotions, recognitions. I got to be a part of it all. I got to do the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, just everything is out there. When you're in news, you get to really see what's going on in the world. And it triggered the idea in my head, like, wow, I would love to do all of that and cover all that, but at the same time, I also would love to just make it fun too. Like, 'cause news is so like serious. You have to be on point. And with my stuff, I don't want to be on point all the time. I don't want it to be scripted all the time. I don't want it to be unrelatable or too controversial. Like, yes, controversy is good. Like, it creates discussion, it creates debate, it creates knowledge, I feel like. And I feel like it also creates a sense of understanding of different perspectives, whether or not we agree with it. I mean, at least we're getting to like hear other people's side of the I don't know, spectrum, I guess, or their side of the topic. We get to kind of understand where they're coming from as well. So I do believe that controversy and debate and disagreements are very important for constructive communication. But at the same time, I want my place to be a comfortable, safe place for people to come and talk and to, even if it's just to vent. Like, if I have someone message me and say, hey, I'd like to be a guest speaker on your podcast for 30 minutes just to vent, just to share my story with the public and just to share my experiences. I'm all in for it. I am so down for it. I like to talk, but I also love to listen. And I also love to try to collaborate with people and to see what they have, what ideas they have as far as production and communication and, you know, better understanding of human beings, you know, as we are. Like I said, we're amazing creatures. Like, we're so smart, we're so developmental, and we're so, like, different. Like, we're all so different, but yet we're all still the same. Like, we all come from the same thing, you know? So I really do look forward to this, and I really hope that this inspires people to reach out to me. Like I said, I'm going to look up ways. I think I'm going to add in the, I think I can leave like a text box, but I think in my text box, I'm going to add my email address. It'll be my personal email address. And then I'm also going to put my Facebook. I'm not going to put my number yet if I get a message from somebody and we communicate that way first. Then I'll think about doing my phone number, but I'm a very private person. I don't like to share too much too soon. So I'm going to put at least my personal email address and then my Facebook. So if anyone out there is interested in joining and, you know, talking, please reach out to me. I know I have a couple of people that I know already who are interested. They're family members and friends of mine who want to join. I know Saturday I move into my new apartment, so I have some girlfriends coming over. I would like to do a little special with them of us talking about, you know, my move-in experience and then just how they feel about new beginnings. I'd like to get their side on it as well, so they can share maybe an experience that they've had before of having a new beginning. So yeah, I think that would be very fun for people to, it's going to be a fun one. It's not going to be a long, boring one like today. But I just really want people to know who I am and like what I'm interested in, where I came from. I didn't get too much into like my history of me as like a person on a personal level. I kind of just wanted to give a backstory of how I got here career-wise and why I'm interested in doing podcasts now and why I want to eventually work up to the goal of having a talk show. But I think my next personal podcast, I want to do one about myself maybe once a week or just based on the time that I have available. Once a week or maybe once every other week. And then I would also like to do one with other people, a guest speaker, at least once a week. So I'm looking at a total of 2 to 3 podcasts a week, just depending on, like I said, my work schedule and how many people are interested. Because if I don't get that many people interested, then obviously I don't want to do too many of just me talking. I really would like to have, you know, people contributing, and I can even do phone call guest speakers, like, because I know like people are gonna be everywhere, you know, like I can't meet up with all my guest speakers, so I can even do phone calls where I call you and we're able to I can put you on speakerphone and we're able to do it that way. And you just share your story that way, and you can send me, I would also like to do a bio. So if you're interested as well, send me a bio and a picture, and I can also post that in the text box so people can see like who I'm talking to and, you know, just know a little bit about yourself. I think that would be really cool. You know, I really want to push this, and I really want people to feel comfortable with this, and let's normalize communication. Let's normalize people from everywhere understanding each other. Like, let's normalize that. Like, let's make that a thing. I want that to be a trend. So later on, when people are talking about trends all over the world, I want them to say what's trending right now is everybody, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, what you like, what you're interested in, female, male, transit, anything you are, anyone you are, however you define yourself, whatever that is, that we are communicating like we are still the same. We are still human beings. We still come from the same ultimate beginning. So why not normalize us coming together and understanding one another? You know, even if it's just for 30 minutes, you know, or an hour, you know, you never know what you're going to come across when you open up your mind and you open up your heart and your voice and just every possibility that you give to the people around you. You never know what can happen. You never know who you can meet. You never know what you can learn. And that's the most interesting thing about communication, is that there is no right or wrong. There really isn't. Now, there's healthy and there's unhealthy communication, but you can't tell someone how to feel. You can't tell them that what is coming out of their mouth is wrong or right, because at the end of the day, that's how they feel. Now, we can disagree with them, and we can, that's when debate and disagreements come in and controversy comes forward. But that's also another way, like I said, for you to learn, and you turn negative communication into positive communication, because you start off disagreeing and maybe feeling like attacked, or like that person, you know, has no sympathy for how you feel. You know, it may start off ugly, but then you can also turn it into a positive and move it in a better direction, and, you know, just everyone share their point of view. And so that's my point, and that's what I want to work on with everybody. I am also going to have some funny, maybe a little bit inappropriate or a lot inappropriate podcasts that are going to come up as well. Like I said, I don't turn anyone down. I don't filter anything. It's all real. It's all natural here. And I'm definitely not going to tell people they can't talk about what they want to talk about. You know, it's all open. You know, of course, nothing violent and nothing life-threatening. If you're having a hard time, if it's anything that needs medical attention or is an emergency, I do encourage people to reach out to a healthcare provider, somebody who's trained to help with that. But after you get healed and you go through the process of making sure that you're okay, I am definitely here to talk to you about the experience and to talk to you about your healing process. That's what I can do for you. But I just really want people to feel comfortable and safe here. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was a lot longer than the first one. But like I said, the first one was just kind of a trailer to kind of just introduce my podcast that's going to be coming out. And this is more of an introduction, first episode, kind of letting you know who I am and where I come from and how I got here. And so I look forward to what comes next. And stay tuned for Saturday, because like I said, I really want to try to get my girls together and I want to do a little something with them. It may not be too long, maybe 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on the conversations we have. Please ignore us. We might be drinking a little sippy, a little bit of alcohol, but I mean, we're going to be in my apartment, a safe place, no driving. We're going to be having a good old time. So anyway, stay tuned, and I hope to hear from people about different ideas and different interviews. Thank you.